Hello and welcome to Feminine Fire, a podcast where spirituality meets soulful business strategy. I'm your host, spiritual life and business coach, Bec Cazillo, here to help you ignite your inner fire and step into the highest vision for your life and business. Join me as we explore what it takes to get out of your own way, uplevel your worth, master your mindset, and build the spiritual business of your dreams. If you're a spiritual woman ready to create a life and business that truly sets your soul on fire, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. This is Feminine Fire. Hi, hi, hi. How are you? I am so excited to be here. As always, I have a juicy solo episode for you today. This one is for you if you want to call in more dream clients and you want to do it quickly. And to be honest, there aren't many service-based business owners I know who don't want to do this, who don't want to call in more clients. Even if you're fully booked right now, I know you're thinking ahead, you're thinking long-term about future clients, about building a wait list, or even planning for the scalability of your business model and what it would look like to serve more clients with the time that you have. And sometimes you're just in a position where you need and want to call in clients fast. You might be in a launch, so you're on a timeline, you've got a deadline, or maybe you have a long-term retainer client who's finished up without much notice and you're left with a gap to fill. Having the strategy and know-how to call in clients quickly is always going to serve you as a business owner, always. So today I want to share with you my favorite strategy to call in more dream clients quickly. And it's a strategy that most people aren't using. It is incredibly underutilized across the board, but it's one that I use in my business all the time. It's one that gets me results all the time. I use it during every single launch. And it's something that I know has supported me to call in and attract so many of the dream clients that I have right now in my programs. If you're a client, you have likely been on the receiving end of this strategy from me. You know who you are. I love you. And it's a strategy that I teach my clients inside my programs and mastermind because it works. It works for me, it works for them, and it will work for you too. So what is this magic strategy that I'm talking about? I am, of course, talking about personal outreach. And I know when you hear personal outreach, you might have a picture in your mind and you're like, Bec, I'm not sure about this. I know it might be a controversial topic. And I know there are a lot of business coaches out there who avoid this strategy like the plague. As I said, it's incredibly underutilized. So in this episode, I want to kick off by debunking some myths around what personal outreach actually is versus what you might think it is right now. And I'll share with you why it's such an effective strategy when wanting to call in clients, particularly if you want to do that quickly. I'll share the mindset you need to adopt to see results, and I'll give you some really clear examples of how I do this in my business so you can go and start doing this yourself and call in more clients, because that's the whole point, right? I want you to take this information and implement it in your business. So let's get into it. First things first, what is personal outreach really? Let's debunk some myths here, because you might hear the words personal outreach and think that I'm talking about cold DMs, spamming people, sending sleazy, icky sales messages to people you don't know. And if you know me, you know that that is 100% not my vibe. It is absolutely not what I'm talking about when I say personal outreach, but it might be the first thing that comes to mind. And I don't blame you if you have that impression, because you've likely been on the receiving end of spammy cold DMs that feel icky or annoying from randoms out there on the internet. That is not what I'm talking about here. That is literally the opposite of the soulful sales approach that I use and teach my clients. We are not going out there sending spammy messages to people we don't know. We are not going out there following a million people who look like they could be ideal clients and then sliding into their DMs, asking a random question that you and I both know is going to immediately turn into a tone-deaf sales pitch. This is not it. When I say personal outreach, here's what I mean. I'm talking about building genuine relationships with the people already in your community who are already engaging with you and your content in some way. So reaching out to them, opening up a conversation, building a relationship. So it's responsive, it's genuine, it's soulful. So for example, if someone follows you on Instagram and comments on one of your posts, they've taken that first step and they've engaged with you. So personal outreach here is reaching out to them in the DMs and saying, "Hey, so-and-so, thank you so much for the follow and for your thoughtful comment. I'm so happy to connect with you here. And from what I can see on your account, it looks like we're aligned in many ways. I'm excited to get to know you more. And I'd love to ask, what are your biggest challenges in whatever your area of expertise is, business, health, life, parenting, etc. I always want to make sure that the content I'm sharing is relevant and helpful. That's why I ask. And if I've already got a podcast episode or a blog post or something, a resource that might help, I can send it through." So you're not DMing randoms you've gone looking for on the internet to cold pitch to. You are genuinely reaching out to someone who has already engaged with you. You are opening up a conversation with them, gathering some useful information to get to know them better, and serving and supporting them in some way. And the reason I know this works is because this is something that I do myself. I try my very best to reach out to every new Instagram follower and open up a conversation with them in the exact way I just shared. And I say try my best because I know I don't always get to everyone. So if you've followed me on Instagram and I didn't reach out to you, I promise it is not personal. Please send me a DM now so we can chat. I would absolutely love that. You can find me at @Beck_Cazillo. So I'm speaking from experience when I say this works, right? I recently had a beautiful woman respond to my voice note saying, "Oh my goodness, no one has ever sent me a voice note after following them before. It's so nice to connect with you." She was so surprised that she would follow me and that I would send her a voice note. And then she went on to share more about herself and her business and where she's at right now. It was such a nice interaction, and I now know a bit more about her, her business. I know that she'd absolutely be an ideal client, and I know which program would be perfect for her and why. And I was also able to share some really relevant podcast episodes with her, so she's got something to move forward with. So she feels served and supported in that way. And this is one of the reasons why it's such a powerful strategy, because the truth is, most people aren't taking the time to do this. And yes, it does take time. But the relationships you'll build as a result will mean people will get to know, like, and trust you faster, and therefore be more likely to buy from you. They will literally move through your sales funnel at a faster rate. The time between them finding and connecting with you, then getting to know you, and then ultimately buying from you is fast-tracked. So the time invested up front saves time down the track, and you'll be in a better position to show up and serve that person because you already know them. The other reason I love this strategy is because it's proactive. You aren't just waiting around for people to come to you. You aren't waiting for them to put their hand up or hit that buy now button on their own. You are actively engaging with the people who are swirling around you and your offers, and you're moving those conversations forward, those sales conversations. I know in the past when I've reached out to people, when I've had those conversations with absolute dream clients, people that have gone on to work with me time and again, they've said to me in that initial interaction, "You know, Beck, I was looking at the sales page, I was thinking about it, but I was really hanging back and I don't think I would have put myself forward for this if you hadn't reached out to me." That is something I always remind myself of, because there might be people right now who are waiting for that invitation from you, who are wanting that interaction, but who aren't sure how to kick off that conversation. And in doing so, by reaching out to them, you're giving them a way in and you're opening that up for them in a way that they might not have done themselves. And particularly if you're wanting to call in more clients quickly, then you want to have a way to move those sales conversations forward. You want to have a way to bring those people into your world. You are in the driver's seat with this strategy. You are not simply putting content out there and then waiting and wishing and hoping people come to you. You are being proactive and you are making it happen. And I love that you can do this from anywhere. It doesn't require you to be at your desk or to have any kind of fancy funnel set up. And for me, as a mama of 2 under 5 with a lot going on, That is a big bonus. I will often do this outreach in the cracks of mum life, while I'm nap trapped or breastfeeding, or while I'm out on a walk or at swimming lessons with the boys. It's time intensive in that it's super personalized and you have to take the time to personalize it. But once you're in the swing of it, it's quick and easy to do on the run. And I love it. It's fun. I love having these conversations with my people. So there's many reasons why this is such an effective strategy. There's many reasons why this is one of my favorite strategies. It works. It's soulful. It's simple and easy. It helps you build relationships. It helps you build trust. It helps you understand your people better. It helps you sell and convert clients more quickly. And it puts the power back in your hands. As I said, there's no more waiting, wishing, and hoping. It's about going out and making it happen for yourself, being proactive, being in the driver's seat, calling in more dream clients quickly. It's within your power to do. So with that in mind, I want to talk now about the mindset you need to put this into practice, because it's one thing to have the strategy, it's another to have the mindset to back it up. So the first thing to know is that not everyone will respond to you when you reach out to them. And that's okay. It doesn't mean anything about you or your business or this strategy. There are many reasons for why someone doesn't respond. Maybe they saw it and they didn't have time in the moment. Maybe they got distracted by their kids. Maybe something else came up. But here's why that doesn't matter and why this is still worth your while. I've had people who've followed me on Instagram, who I reached out to and I didn't hear back from until I was launching something and they were ready to sign up. I'm thinking of one client in particular. During my first launch of Confident Consistent Cash, she reached out with a question, we had some back and forth, and then she signed up. When I scrolled back to have a look at our previous DMs, there was just one message that I'd sent her when she first started following me that she never responded to. So it was only a couple of months later, after she'd followed me for a little while and I was launching Confident Consistent Cash, that she then sent me a message and joined the program. Now, I can't tell you for sure whether she would have signed up anyway, but maybe I was front of mind because I had reached out to her in the first place. And I never made her wrong for not replying to that first message. I'm not reaching out with the expectation that everyone must respond to me, otherwise I'm doing something wrong or they must hate me or they don't want to buy from me. That is not the mindset we are going into this with. We are going into this with the mindset that people want to hear from you. They've followed you, engaged with you, clicked on a link, joined your email list for a reason. Receiving a personal message from you, welcoming them into your world, checking in with them, following them up, that's you being a caring, open, service-focused business owner. You are here to serve, and this is about serving your people really, really well. The biggest fear that people have around personal outreach is often that they're being annoying. Clients will say to me, "Beck, I don't want to annoy people." Trust me, you are not being annoying. As long as you're not spamming them and you're respecting their boundaries and generally being the kind, considerate human being that you are not annoying them. What I always tell my clients is to focus on service. If you took away the fear, how would you show up to serve this person really, really well? An analogy that I really like when it comes to reaching out to new Instagram followers, and I promise I will give you another example in a minute because there are other situations we want to use personal outreach for, but let's stay with this one for a sec because it demonstrates the service aspect really well. An analogy that I really like is to imagine that your Instagram account is a party that you're hosting. You're the host and your followers are your guests. So you're hosting this party and someone walks in. Are you going to ignore them and just hope they find their way to the snack table and hope they pour themselves a drink and hope they have a good time on their own? Or are you going to walk up to them, welcome them to the party, pour them a drink, and show them where they can get some snacks? As the host, you're going to welcome them in, right? You're not going to leave them to work it out on their own. You might even ask them if they have any dietary requirements or any particular preferences, so you can point them to the specific snacks that you know they'll like best. I know you want to make your people feel welcome and loved. When you focus on service, it's easier to move through any fear you might have of reaching out to someone in this way. So treat your Instagram like a party and welcome your people in, ask them what they need, and show up to serve them the best freaking party they've ever had. Okay, so we've talked about welcoming in new Instagram followers, building that initial relationship with them, which then helps to build that trust that you need for people to buy more quickly. I've also briefly mentioned doing personal outreach during a launch, and I want to chat a bit more to this as a sales strategy specifically and give you some examples of what this looks like so you can then use this to make more sales and land more clients, which is what we want to be doing. That is the whole point of this episode. So during a launch, I will first reach out to anyone who signs up for my free launch event, whether that's a masterclass or a workshop or a challenge. And it's why I now always ask for people's Instagram handles as well as their email address when they're signing up, so I can connect with them in both places and I can reach out to them on Instagram, not just email. So I'll reach out to those who join me live first and I will say, thank you so much for joining me live. I'll ask them for any specific feedback and then I will ask if they're considering joining my program. I will literally ask the question, is this something you're considering? And I really want to encourage you to not be afraid to actually ask the question. Don't pussyfoot around it, just ask. And if they say yes, amazing, you can continue that conversation. And if they say no, also amazing. They might give you a reason, they might not. If they do, that gives you some information that might help you to tighten up your messaging or just to take note of as you're moving through the launch. Getting a no is not a bad thing. You will always get no's. And I want you to remember, every no is getting you closer to a yes. It means you're out there having sales conversations, connecting with the people who are showing interest, gathering information and data. All of that is worthwhile. And every no is one step closer to a yes. So I will reach out to people who join me live for any event first and foremost, and then I'll reach out to anyone who clicks through to watch the replay. Following on from that, I will reach out to people who are clicking through on my emails to look at my sales page, anyone on the wait list, any past clients who might be a good fit, and sometimes even people who are consistently watching my Instagram stories. And I will say something like, hey, so-and-so, I'm reaching out personally today as I can see you've clicked through to have a look at the sales page for my program, or I can see you've clicked through to watch the replay, or I can see that you're on the wait list, or I can see that you're watching my Instagram stories. This is who it's for. From what I can see on your Instagram or from what I know about you, it looks like it'd be the perfect fit for you. This is why. Is this something you're considering? And the main thing to note here is that it's highly personalized. If you've had a conversation with the person before and they've shared something relevant, reflect that back to them. You might say something like, I know when we spoke last, you shared that your goals were XYZ. If that's still the case, this would be the perfect fit for you. Personalize it as much as you can. Be specific and don't be afraid to simply ask the question. Is this something you're considering? Have you had a chance to look at it? Is this something you'd be interested in? Ask the question, focus on service, and don't forget to follow up. The fortune really is in the follow-up. If you've been chatting with someone about one of your offers and they don't respond to one of your messages, or they say something like, amazing, leave it with me, I need to have a chat to my partner, or I'll have a look at the sales page and I'll get back to you, amazing, give them that time and space to do that. And if you don't hear back from them, follow up. I've literally just closed out the launch of my mastermind where I had a lot of these exact conversations. People who, after I followed up, would say, oh, Beck, thank you so much for following up. I've been meaning to get back to you on this. And then we continued the conversation from there. Some who signed up, others who didn't, some who were actually a better fit for Confident Consistent Cash. So we had a conversation about what that could look like instead. Or we talked about the next round of the Mistress Mind and how they could secure their spot for the October round now. Following up is always worthwhile. Again, when it comes from a place of service, it shows you care and that you're thinking about them. And that's what I want for my people. That's what I want my clients to feel. I want them to feel loved and cared for and welcome from the get-go. And I know you want that too. So personal outreach is where it's at. My absolute favorite strategy to call in more dream clients quickly. And I really hope this episode has served you in this way today. I hope that you're inspired to go out and implement this in your business. I really wanted to share this strategy with you and give you lots of examples and share exactly how I do this in my business so you've got what you need to go out and start doing it too. If you're wanting to call in more clients right now and this is something you're not doing yet, then I really, really encourage you to do so. If you are doing some of this already, amazing. I'd encourage you to think about how you can take it up a notch, whether that's in your follow-up strategy or other ways you could be implementing it. Start with the people who are highly engaged and go from there. And please let me know how you go. I would love to hear from you. My Instagram is Beck_Cazillo. And if I haven't made it abundantly clear yet, I love having DM conversations. So come and send me a message. Let me know if this episode landed for you. If this is something you're going to start doing in your business, I would love to know. I would love to cheer you on. I would love to have a chat with you about it. Now, if you loved this episode and you're hungry for more simple strategies that work, you are going to love the new free guide that I've put together for you. It's called 5 Ways to Make More Money in Your Spiritual Business, and it includes 5 super practical strategies you can use to make more money in your business today. It also includes 3 bonus done-for-you scripts to increase your cash now. So if you're wanting specific scripts you can use to follow up with leads and do this personal outreach like we've been talking about today, you will get that in this free guide. All of these strategies are tried and tested. I use them in my own business. I support my clients inside my mastermind and group programs to use them too, to level up their sales game and generate more cash quickly. It's free and it's available at beckcazillo.com/money guide. I will also pop the link in the show notes for you too. As always, my focus is on keeping it simple, breaking it down so it's really easy to implement, and giving you everything you need to go and make more money in your business. So go and grab that guide and hop to it. Let's do this. Let's make some more money today. And that is it from me. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you for being here. I love and appreciate you so, so much. I hope you have a wonderful day and week, and I will see you next time on the Feminine Fire podcast.